It's Australia's favourite maths teacher, Eddie Wu. Good afternoon, Eddie.
How are you going, Vic? Great to be with you.
Thanks for joining us here at 2SER. That's fair enough, isn't it? You're Australia's favourite maths teacher, right?
Every time I hear something like that, for me, it's so bizarre because two reasons. Number one, I don't feel any different to, your other run-of-the-mill math teachers. I have lots of colleagues who are incredible and do their work every day and isn't noticed. But number two, for me, it's very strange because, as you mentioned, maths was not the thing. It was never the trajectory I envisioned my life on. So for me, it's kind of bizarre and surprising every time I hear that mentioned all over again.
Well, what were you like in maths at school? Because, I mean, I used to think I was pretty good at maths. And then when it started getting really tricky and complicated, that's when it sort of lost me. You know, I wasn't too good anymore. But how did you go?
Well, look, I have this experience of what I was like at school from when I was there and now my perspective looking back with hindsight. So I think I felt the same way you described. I was, I get how these rules work. Yeah. I could do reasonably okay in exams. But now I know, as a teacher, I look back on these concepts, which I learnt, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and I now realize, actually, you know what? I had no idea what I was really doing. I was sort of, mixing symbols around a page and kind of thinking, well, I think this formula might work. I'm just going to cross my fingers really hard and see what happens. And for me, getting that deeper sense, that realization of, all of these symbols and diagrams, they actually mean something connected to our lives, and appreciating that, that's kind of what I'm hoping everyone can do if they get to read the book.
Well, that's it. I think a lot of the time when we're kids at school, the way we learn maths is sort of sometimes by memory. We sort of think of something and we go, oh, yeah, that's how that went. But then there's a whole concept and the concept of patterns where you can actually start seeing logical sense in all of how maths works. And then it becomes sort of like a sensation. You sort of just pick it up and it seeps into your brain in a different way. I'm really describing that badly. But do you sort of know what I mean?
I think you've actually struck on something really fundamental there in that often, all kinds of knowledge, not just mathematics. We learn it to begin with, sort of, by rote learning. For example, my kids are 5, 7, and 10, and my youngest one, he's just starting to learn to read, which is a really cool, exciting phase.
Yeah.
And, I teach him his alphabet, and he just kind of memorizes those 26 letters in order, doesn't know anything about their, but he can use that kind of like as a building block. And I think that, I'll give you an example that's both mathematics and language for you, okay? Uh-huh. I think most people, if I said rectangle, most people can picture in their mind what a rectangle looks like.
Sure.
But most of us don't realize, the word rectangle literally means exactly what it is. If I told you, there's something on your radio show that's not quite right, Mick, you need to rectify that. That means, it's wrong. Can you make it right? That's
right.
What rectify means.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep.
So therefore, if that's what rectify means, then, of course, a rectangle literally just means, it's a right angled shape. And that's why a rectangle is the shape that it is.
Oh,
and
my.
So, I don't know if that's too early in the afternoon to blow your mind.
Oh, you have blown my mind.
Little things like that. It's kind of like, there's a reason underneath this. And actually, it can be really gratifying once it all clicks and makes sense.
That's fairly fantastic. As a teacher, I think it's a really great skill to have, to be able to share these sort of insights into not only maths, but obviously English as well, but just the way that people can have a light bulb moment and go, oh, wow, these all things all tie together in a nice way. And I think there's those illuminating moments in maths a lot when you can explain something in a way that people can understand.
Absolutely. And I think it's kind of a function of human curiosity. Curiosity is not something for particular kinds of people. Everyone is curious at least about something, and tapping into that curiosity is kind of what makes mathematics tick. And I remember asking lots of questions when I was a little kid that people just said, that's kind of just the way it is. No one knows about the fundamental reasons for these mysteries of the universe. Things about why are beehives everywhere? No, bees are not, they're cool creatures, but they're not exactly very intelligent, especially not compared to, say, human beings, and yet they craft their beehives out of perfectly hexagonal cells everywhere around the world. What is up with that? And again, it's mathematics to the rescue. A hexagon is the most efficient kind of shape with which you can, what we would say, tile a surface, cover a space with hexagons. You would use the least amount of wax if you use a hexagon as opposed to a square or a triangle. And so bees kind of have this if you like, a mathematical sense woven into them. And answers to questions like that, mathematics is so often the key.
Wow. I just wonder how bees work that out. But that's amazing. I hadn't even thought of that. And you've, speaking of curious, I'm curious as to, you've got 375,123 subscribers on your YouTube channel as I speak. And you, obviously, you put a whole bunch of videos up there people can watch. What sort of things do you put up on that channel?
Look, what's amazing about those 300-some thousand people is that what they're tuning into is something really, really straightforward and simple. They're just videos of my classroom lessons, and you can even see on the thumbnails, you know,
yeah.
It's just the whiteboard at the front of the room, and there's me sort of dancing around in front of it with a whiteboard marker, and it's really like it's low production values. Very simple. If you watch carefully and you watch enough videos, occasionally I'll have to stop because, you know, some student career has come to the door and is knocking on saying, hey, Russell, you need to go see the deputy principal. Like, it is transparent as an experience of the classroom as I can give.
Awesome.
But people are, it's obviously scratching an itch. I think everyone wants to understand mathematics, and people are doing it of their own free will. So for me, it's great that it's helping so many people.
Yeah, that's really awesome. And you're helping people, I'm sure, with this brand new book, which just hit the shelves, I think, yesterday, maybe?
Yeah, that's right.
Woo's Wonderful World of Maths. What sort of things can people find in this book?
So this book really is, it's taken me 2 years to physically write.
Yeah.
But it's actually been sort of 10 to 15 years of thinking and gathering ideas. It's really, as I mentioned, you know, not having enjoyed mathematics a whole lot at school. It's all of the things I discovered about this subject, which sort of opened my eyes to, wow, this is, like, there's some really surprising, ingenious, and even beautiful things about this subject that are there to be appreciated. And I never learned when I was at school. Stuff like, why is a rainbow round? Or why is it that, you know, sometimes, you know, I listen to a lot of music on my phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll sort of be having the shuffle feature on, and all of a sudden, like, 10 songs from Coldplay will play in a row. Like, what's up with that? Like, it's not meant to do that, except there is a mathematical reason why. That is exactly what you should expect. And so little weird sort of curiosities about life are all the kinds of things that make up the chapters of the book.
That's really cool. And I love those little funny mathematical sort of factors that you don't think about. I think I read once that if you're in a room of, like, I can't remember the numbers, like 20 people, that there's like a more than 50% chance that someone in that room has the same birthday as you.
It's 23, so you've got a good memory.
23.
About 20.
Yeah.
And it seems so counterintuitive.
Yeah.
And that's one of the best, that's actually one of the reasons why mathematics has been a very powerful tool for humanity for centuries. Like, we can solve problems with mathematics that, you know, you would never guess. I'll give you one of my favorite examples.
Yeah.
In the United States, the United Postal Service, which does all the, you know, Australia Post for the U.S., mm-hmm. right? They did this big analysis of all their delivery trucks going everywhere, and I've got to make sure I do this right, because Americans drive on the right-hand side of the road. Okay, here's the way they worked it out. They worked out they could save millions of dollars every year if they forced all of their trucks to always turn right. So what that means is, you know, they never turn left across an intersection. Now, that seems weird, right? That seems like you should make your journeys longer. Why would it be that turning right and, you know, you have to turn left? You have to take three right turns to get there. It's a very, you know, it's a very Zoolander backwards way of doing things, right?
You can't turn left.
Whenever I say that, I never know who's going to get that reference. But, okay. You know, that seems like it should make journeys much more expensive. But actually, in a very counterintuitive way, and the mathematics proves it really clearly, it is actually, in the long run, much faster and more efficient. Just mathematics can solve problems that, us humans could never guess at the best solutions for.
Very cool. I love that. And this is going to be a really good book for those people who have that curiosity about how maths sort of can influence the world around us, or how the world around us is influenced by maths, maybe.
Definitely.
Woo's Wonderful World of Maths. I'm sure you can find it in lots of good bookshops all over the place. Maybe you could pick it up in the airport as well. I was talking about how you can buy books at airport, you know, bookshops, and then you go read it on the plane. Maybe it's
perfect.
A good one to read on the plane.
Yeah.
You were named as one of Australia's local heroes, or as Australia's local hero for 2018. What was that experience like, being sort of named as a local hero? What did that mean for you?
Mick, to be honest, it was entirely surreal. I remember sitting there at the New South Wales ceremony, which is kind of like the prelude to the national ceremony.
Yeah.
And I looked at the other incredible people who were there. You know, I was sitting next to the family of the man who, he's a cardiac surgeon, and he invented this thing called the heart in a box, and it keeps the human heart alive after it's taken out of its donor for 24 hours so it can be donated to someone else. Incredible stories of people who've done things in their communities, who have... I was there with the man who, you know, he is a campaigner for gun safety because of... he was there at Port Arthur when it happened. You know, incredible Australian individuals who've done amazing things. And I thought, I've got no shot at this, but I'm just happy to be here and enjoying it. And when, you know, when I heard my name get read out, and then for that to happen again at the national ceremony, for me, like, I mean, honestly, I was sitting there and I gradually lost sensation in the bottom half of my body because I was like, is this real? Is this actually happening? And it's been an amazing journey over the course of this year, being able to travel all around the country, visit lots of schools and speak to lots of people in town halls and share the value of education and the joy that can be found in mathematics. It's been a pretty roller coaster of a ride.
Well, it's fantastic. Congratulations on that, and I hope you have a really good year. It's really great to see, and I'm sure it's well deserved. Thank you for joining us here on 2SER this afternoon, Eddie Wu. Wu's Wonderful World of Maths is out now through Pan Macmillan. Thank you so much for chatting to us on 2SER.
My pleasure, Mick. Cheers.